Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings and it is Thursday the 22nd of April. Today's headlines. Well, we had a pretty good day actually, a pretty solid day. After a little bit of a mid-morning wobble, the market closed up 58 points to 7,055. We are now only down 8 points on the week. So all that's to-ing and fro-ing, and we've moved 8 points on the headline index. So did close on our highs today as well, putting another 10 points in the 4-10 match-out. We had a high of where we closed, actually, 7,055, and a low of 69.94. That rally building throughout the afternoon. Big bank basket higher at 169.22, and the All-Tech Index also doing well, up 1% today, outbeating the XJO or the ASX 200, which rose 0.83%. So all tech doing pretty well today. European futures also pointing to a strong start. Of course, over in Europe tonight, we have the ECB meeting in focus. No change to rates, and I would imagine we're going to see no change to the bond purchase agreements that they have in place at the moment to stimulate the European economy. But time will tell. Also, Credit Suisse results are out in Europe this morning. A huge Swiss franc loss of $4.4 billion write-off, with Greensills and Arch Egos in focus there. So a bit of a serious misstep for Credit Suisse, which had a very good first quarter, despite the fact that they just lost $4.5 billion in prime credit broking. In Dow futures, currently down 26 points. Australian gold higher today, 23.17. 10-year yields falling back to 1.69%, so that's obviously helping the market as well. Aussie dollar slightly higher at 77.42. And Bitcoin steady around 54,240. And Asian markets, Japan bouncing back from that 2% loss yesterday, up 2% today, and China down 0.2%. But today really was a day that we built on early gains after we had a slight wobble at one stage around midday before we just built again. We saw gold miners doing very well today. Gold certainly seems to be back in fashion at the moment. We had Newcrest up 2.25%, Northern Star up 5.2% as well, and we also got news from Regis that it looks like they're going to be able to buy the Tropicana stake. Anglo was happy to welcome them as a partner. So they rose 4.01% today. So they did well. Iron ore miners also doing well today. BHP benefiting from some broker upgrades, up 0.9%. Fortescue, though, missing the memo, down 1.3%. Rio pretty much unchanged, although 44 cents to the good, up 30.37%. In banks, we had once again a strong banking sector. ANZ up 0.6%, NABs up 0.7%, CBA up 1.1%, and Westpac up 0.5% for that big bank index rising to just shy of $170 at 169.22. Macquarie also had a good day, up 0.4% there. Not much to write home about in insurers, though. QBE down 0.8%, and Insurance Australia down 1.3%. Maybe that 10-year bond rate slipping back down to 169 is having a bit of an impact on those insurers. Consumer stocks had a good day today as well. Woolies up 1.5%, Coles up 1.7%, so that was pretty good. Wesfarmers up 0.5% too. Interestingly, Wesfarmers have offered, or rather Bunnings have offered, that to go along with the sausage sizzle that you can get on a Saturday morning, it would also become a mass vaccination hub, and you would be able to get a jab and a snag on a Saturday morning. Tech stocks having a good day today as well. We saw Afterpay up 2.6. That was despite one of the US brokers, Bernstein, putting a price target of a mere $40 on Afterpay. So much for a US listing increasing the valuation. Bernstein doesn't seem to have seen that particular memo there. So that was a negative, but the stock shrugged it off. And we also saw a good day today from Megaport, which had a good quarterly, and they were one of the big winners today. They were up 9.7%, so Bevan Slattery had a good day. And 3DP as well Another one of Bev Slattery's, he's got 7% in that one. They rose nearly 28% today, so that Alltech index rising 1%. Healthcare too, having a good day. In fact, there were a few things that had a bad day, really. CSL up 1.8% and Fisher & Paykel up 3.8%. Few things that did have a bad day, though, tended to be in the rare earth space or the lithium space, as it sounds like China is going to try and ramp up production. Ramping up production means that demand is there, I would suspect. But at the moment, a bit of a downer in things like Pilbara Minerals, which fell 11%, and Lynas fallen another 4.1% there. So that wasn't particularly good news for there. In corporate news today, the big news, of course, was AGL, which suffered a 2.9% fall as its CEO, Brett Redman, decided that he wasn't the man to take AGL into the brown AGL and the green AGL, and so has pulled the pin. Chalice, some great drill results again. That stock just seems to go higher and higher. That's a gold miner or a gold explorer, up 8.1% there. And the AMP fell 3.4% today, another day that they'd rather forget. I'm not sure who's going to turn the lights off at the AMP, but they're now down to $1.12.5 following their assets under management today. Some other big movers today, we saw Redbubble. That bubble certainly burst today, down 23%. So having a bit of a shocker, as was Marley Spoon, down 7.2%. And as I said, some of those lithium plays, Galaxy down 4.8% and Syrah down a similar amount. And Temple & Webster also seeing some broker downgrades, down 4.6% today. So just slipping away there. In other stocks on the move today, Monadelphous doing very well on the back of this iron ore price and the settlement with Rio over that little argument between friends on the fire compensation. They rose nearly 5.8%. Dubber doing well, recording a good day today, up 3.6%. And we had Rex and Qantas fighting. Alan Joyce writing a piece in the AFR today. Rex fell 0.7%. And we did see Datira up 4.3%. That's the royalty stream that was split off from Iluka, which has the royalties on the iron ore from BHP. Macquarie warming to that story, up 4.3%. Morgan's said trading isn't improving at A2 Milk. The stock dropped there around 0.9%, taking the cream off that one yet again. And we did see some good days today for Lowell Resource Trust, one that we had on a podcast last week. They rose nearly 6% today. They have a good exposure to gold miners, so clearly that's helping. Reversum, which I wrote up this morning in the small cap portfolio section, they rose 5.2%. But interestingly as well, for a stock that doesn't do a lot of volume, it actually had a much better day on volume. It is thin, as I did suggest this morning, and quite illiquid, but we did have 217,000 shares traded today, so that was slightly better. Blackmores fell 4.3% on a shareholder briefing, and in the gold, some of the good ones there, we had Wesgold up 5.7% and Northern Star up 5.2%. And VOR, interesting day today for VOR. They rose 25%. They went X capital return today, but there is a massive boardroom battle going on at VOR, which makes some interesting reading. Speculative stock of the day. It was kind of tricky to find one, I have to admit, today. Aston Minerals finally was the stock that I chose. It was the speculative stock of the day, but only 3.2 million shares traded today, or $3.2 million worth, 21.9 million shares traded. They rose 39% today. They did have an investor presentation a few days ago. That's clearly joining, meaning making the bulls slightly more positive on that one. In more in-depth corporate news, AMP, total capital assets under management, $186.5 billion versus a quarter ago of $189.8 billion. Total deposits increased $52 million to $17.0 billion there. Redbubble, marketplace revenue of $456 million. That's up 85% on a year ago. Gross profits up 100%. Targeting gross transaction value of more than $1.5 billion in the medium term, and yet the stock got smashed. Go figure. Megaport had a good quarterly reporting today, up 9.7%. MP1, the code there. Third quarter revenue, $19.6 million, up 5% versus a quarter ago. Reports Q3 total MRR for June, $6.8 million, which is up 8% again from a quarter ago. So looking pretty good. Outlook, growth in ports and underlying revenue in half year. The second half of Q3 was strong, and they're expecting this trend to continue. Oz Mineral quarterly reports copper production 26,842 tonnes versus 28,939 tonnes a quarter ago. So guidance again, gold production of 190,000 to 215,000 ounces, unchanged. Cash costs of 70 to 80 cents a pound for copper. Evolution Mining, third quarter gold production, 161,000 ounces versus 180,000 ounces. Again, guidance improving on that one. And AGL Energy losing their managing director, Brett Redman, we've talked about. Santos, first quarter production report there, and guidance maintained. And Woodside, first quarter production as well there, 23.7 million barrels of oil equivalent versus 24.9. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening. And finally, a big shout out to Hegar Nolan from Baileys, who kindly sent me some research today from Ords on Lark Distillery. Thanks very much, Hegar.